Good morning. It is Thursday, December 18th, 2025 at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news. The artificial intelligence sector is facing a significant wave of legal and regulatory scrutiny, challenging core aspects of how models are trained and deployed. Adobe has been hit with a proposed class action lawsuit, accusing the company of misusing the work of authors to train its AI, adding to a growing list of copyright-related legal complaints against the industry. This focus on AI inputs is matched by scrutiny of its outputs. Instacart is now facing questions from the Federal Trade Commission over its AI-driven dynamic pricing tool, which has raised concerns about fairness and transparency in a difficult economy. Amidst these headwinds, major players are reorganizing and consolidating power. Amazon has appointed Peter DeSantis, a 27-year company veteran and longtime AWS executive, to lead a newly formed AI organization, signaling a major internal push. This comes as reports indicate Amazon is in early discussions to invest as much as $10 billion in OpenAI, a deal that would likely involve OpenAI utilizing Amazon's proprietary AI chips. In the competitive landscape, Google is pushing forward by making its new Gemini 3 Flash model the default in the Gemini mobile app, and for its AI-powered search features, ensuring its latest technology is immediately in the hands of users. Business news. In the markets, investor enthusiasm for AI hardware continues to generate extraordinary returns, particularly for firms outside the reach of U.S. sanctions. Chinese AI chipmaker MetaX saw its shares soar 700% in its public debut, reflecting intense demand for alternatives in the high-performance computing space. This contrasts with the growing pains of established firms, as a judge has ruled that Tesla engaged in deceptive marketing practices regarding its autopilot and full self-driving technologies, a significant blow to the company's branding and a potential legal liability. On the macroeconomic front, global markets are bracing for a pivotal decision from the Bank of Japan, which is expected to hike interest rates to a 30-year high on Friday. Such a move could trigger a significant repatriation of Japanese capital, impacting global liquidity and bond markets. This economic uncertainty coincides with the broader corporate adoption of AI for consumer-facing applications. A widespread trend shows companies are increasingly using AI algorithms to implement variable pricing strategies, a practice that is attracting both customer backlash and regulatory attention, as seen with the Instacart case. World news. On the global stage, the conflict in Ukraine is entering a new phase driven by domestic innovation and critical financial decisions in Europe. A look inside a secret missile factory reveals that Ukraine is successfully ramping up its own domestic production of long-range missiles, a strategic shift that could reduce its dependency on Western stockpiles. This development comes as European Union leaders are meeting for a crunch decision on whether to use billions of euros in frozen Russian assets to secure a loan for Ukraine's military and economic needs. Elsewhere, tensions are escalating in the Americas. The Venezuelan government has denounced a recent order from the Trump administration for a naval blockade of its ships as a warmongering threat following the U.S. seizure of a Venezuelan oil tanker last week. In the Pacific, the Australian government is responding to the recent Bondi shooting with a significant policy shift. The Prime Minister has announced a crackdown on hate speech, which will include new penalties for individuals who spread hateful material and new powers for the government to cancel or refuse visas on these grounds. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.